Sulamawit Kassa, thank you so much for joining me on Upfront. It's been now a year since this beginning of the conflict between your government and the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, the TPLF. The humanitarian situation in the region continues to get worse. There are now 400,000 Ethiopians facing starvation at the moment. What is your government doing? What is the Ethiopian government doing to help them?
Well, as you have mentioned, the TPLF started this conflict last year in November, attacking and seizing the Ethiopian Northern Command headquarters in Tigray. Through this process, in the past 4 or 5 months, thousands were also killed, and hundreds of women have been raped by this terrorist group militants. So the TPLF and their supporters are at this moment.
And that's an important point that you bring up, this idea of sexual violence and many of the other atrocities that are happening in the region. But I want to just bring it back to the humanitarian question for a moment. And just to clarify, I didn't say that the TPLF started the war. I said that the conflict started between your government and the TPLF a year ago. But the question is, what is the Ethiopian government doing to help the people who are suffering due to this humanitarian crisis, the 400,000 Ethiopians who are facing starvation? My question is, what is the government doing in response to that?
Well, the government is doing everything in its power to address the humanitarian crisis in all the Tigray, the Amhara, and the Afar regions. Well, mainly the TPLF and their supporters are basically pretending that the Tigray region is the main victim of the federal system that they basically once cruelly dominated. But yet, their supporters and the militias are the ones, you know, attacking the regional states of Amhara and Afar regions and committing very cruel crimes against humanity.
So let me just pause you just for a moment. Again, I understand your position, and we'll have plenty of time to sort of unpack your concerns and your critique of the TPLF. But my question is really around the humanitarian response. And the reason why this question is so urgent to people is because last month, after the UNA chief Martin Griffiths called on your government to facilitate access to Tigray, the government's response was to expel 7 top UN humanitarian workers in the country. At the same time, the hundreds of thousands of Ethiopians are desperate for food and medical supplies. I'd like you to talk about, again, not so much what the TPLF is doing, but what the Ethiopian government is doing to address the humanitarian issue of hunger, famine, etc., but also how you respond to these criticisms that people are being literally pushed out who are providing the aid.
Well, for many months now, the Ethiopian government has been facilitating every effort, including those efforts by the United Nations, to get food and aid to those in need. However, the TPLF have led to the lied to the world that these efforts haven't been properly addressed. I can mention one number for you in here. More than 1,100 trucks have been were transporting food and aid to the Tigray region, but more than 800 of them haven't been returned from Tigray. Those trucks have been used after they were seized by this terrorist group in Tigray. They were used for military purposes. They were not traded back to their intended purposes. This is one thing that the federal government is trying to project that the world should know, that this terrorist group is using the agenda of humanitarian aid to project that the federal government doesn't care for its people. But the fact is to the opposite of that, because the federal government has been trying to push whatever is needed for the people in Tigray and also for the people in Amhara and Afar regions. Most of the international community kind of neglects that the regional communities that have been displaced from their homes because of the aggressions by the TPLF in Amhara and Afar region also need humanitarian assistance. That is what the federal government is trying to address at this point. But the TPLF is basically stopping the activities of the federal government to address those humanitarian needs those areas affected by the conflict.
So I understand your position that the TPLF is the reason why aid is not getting to the people in the region who need it. Outside agencies, outside entities are saying something quite different. 100 trucks a day are needed in aid, according to the United Nations, to get to Tigray. Only about 10%, about 10 trucks a day, are actually getting there. Again, UNA Chief Martin Griffiths suggests that it's the Ethiopian government that has not done what it needs to do to facilitate the process. In addition, it's not just UN officials. This year, your government also ordered a 3-month suspension of the activities of the Norwegian Refugee Council and of a branch of Doctors Without Borders. And just last week, 72 truck drivers working for the World Food Program were arrested by government forces. What do you say to that?
Well, that is one of the narratives that the TPLF is trying to project, that the federal government is neglecting its people, which is the opposite. As I have mentioned before, the terrorist group is basically stopping the activities of...
This is the United Nations. This is Doctors Without Borders. This is the Norwegian Refugee Council. This is the World Food Program. This isn't simply a TPLF narrative. I mean, are you saying that all of this information is simply misinformation?
Basically, what the TPLF is doing is promoting aggression around the regional administrations of Amhara and Afar regions, which are mainly the routes where the aid trucks can be passing through. So where the aggressions are going through, the federal government is trying to promote and also facilitate the necessity and the needs of the people in Tigray and also Amhara and Afar region. But in the Tigray region, mainly, the aggression from the TPLF has stopped almost all of the communication and also the transportation of this aid trucks. Because of this, the TPLF has continued using the propaganda that the federal government is using hunger to inflict in the Tigray regional state, but which is completely false at this narrative.
I wanted to move on because, according to Amnesty International, your government has already committed what could amount to war crimes. They published a report last August detailing how soldiers and militia aligned with your government are using sexual violence as a weapon of war and subjected women to, quote, rape, gang rape, sexual slavery, sexual mutilation, and other forms of torture. How does this happen?
I want to mention the same report that was brought up by Amnesty International probably last week that says that gang rape was also being used by the TPLF soldiers and militias around Nfas Mocha. That is one very simple and very narrow example that we can mention here, that more than 100 women were gang raped by the TPLF soldiers and militias. They were also subject to inhuman acts and also were subject to very heinous crimes by this terrorist group.
But I'm talking about the actions at this moment of the Ethiopian government, and we keep pivoting to the TPLF. I'd like you to talk about how these types of alleged sex crimes happen committed by the Ethiopian government based on this Amnesty International report, not the TPLF. How does this happen from the perspective of the Ethiopian government?
Well, basically, the Ethiopian government is committed to ensure that all perpetrators of the serious crimes will be brought to justice, which is also being undertaken by the national court here. Basically, the seriousness of the government is demonstrated because we have allowed the United Nations Commission for Human Rights to conduct investigations on the actions of the Ethiopian soldiers, the Ethiopian National Defense Force, and also the Human Rights Commission was part of this project, the joint project and investigation, acknowledging the wrongdoings of some ENDF members of the government that has already been undertaken, and there have been the government has taken the initiative to undertake this small numbers of the Ethiopian National Defense Force members to the justice system that we have already in the country. So that is one thing that the government has done, acknowledging the wrongdoings and also taking action accordingly.
The numbers seem quite low, though. I mean, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, to your point, said in March that any soldier responsible for raping our women and looting communities in the region will be held accountable. Numerous NGOs, numerous observers have documented the systematic use of rape as a weapon of war in Tigray, and yet there have been only slightly over a dozen soldiers actually convicted. If the government is really committed to this, And we've seen, you know, dozens of interviews. Just Amnesty International alone interviewed 63 survivors of rape and other sexual violence. So if there's such a wide-scale systematic use of rape as war, why are we only seeing a dozen soldiers convicted? I mean, it's hard to believe that the government is taking this type of violence seriously.
By the way, the international community and also the international media basically forgets that at this point, the TPLF terrorist group is actively attacking those neighboring regions of Amhara and Afar regions. Because of that, millions have been displaced. Thousands of people have been killed, and hundreds and more than hundreds of people, more than hundreds of women have been raped, gang raped by this terrorist group militias. The international community and the media by itself keeps forgetting that this terrorist group is now attacking those groups. The Ethiopian National Defense Force hasn't been in the Tigray. There is no war in Tigray.
I have to push back on that. Just last week, Amnesty International published similar accusations of sexual violence against the TPLF. So they're not ignoring this. This isn't a biased report. They're saying that this is happening on both sides. And again, I intend to ask these same questions to the TPLF representatives. But I was asking about the Ethiopian government. And again, there seems to be a sharp pivot toward the TPLF whenever the Ethiopian government is subjected to any kind of scrutiny here. But I'll have to move on. Both parties are coming under increased pressure from the international community to sit down, to negotiate, and to come up with a peaceful solution to this conflict. The African Union's envoy, Olusegun Obasanjo, was in the country this month, with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. Do you agree with them that the only way forward is through dialogue, and that's how we'll get an end to these hostilities?
Well, the TPLF is designated a terrorist group by the House of People's Representatives that speak to the whole country on behalf of the Ethiopian people. So any such move, first of all, will have to be dependent on the will and the voice of the people through the House of People's Representatives. But taking that into consideration, the Ethiopian government has been supporting the activities of the special envoy, President Obasanjo, in its quest for the truth and in his quest to find what is going on the ground from all sets of the conflict. And the Ethiopian government will basically continue supporting this peace process by this special envoy.
Salamawit Kasta, thank you so much for joining me on Upfront.